Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a schus for Hadmor, Yitzchak Menachem, and Gittim Ubrayan Dalea, Bracha Batzlach Bachamase Yada, Rufur Shleima, for Rabbi Alexander Zushab and Rabbi Yosef, Libadal Ben Chaim L'Chaim, which should be Lili Nishmaso, and Rufur Shleima, Mars Hannah Miriam Baschana, and Bracha Batzlacha, for Rabbi Shmuel Ben Yamin, and Tishna Racha Leia. We're going to be learning the Maimarim, Maimari Pachat Yitzchak, over Futner and Sukkis, Maimar Kufte Zayin. In the Torah, we have a mitzvah of Hakel. One time every 7 years after Shemitah, the Jewish people all come into the Azara and they hear the Kohen read certain parashias. Men, women, and children come. Men come to learn, women come to listen. And why do children come, say Chazal? To give schar to those who bring them. So the Mefarshim ask, Memanavshach, if the children should come for their own benefit, so then that's enough of a reason? Should say children come because they have their own benefit. And if they don't have benefit, then why is it giving schar lemeviyehem? So the whole explanation of schar lemeviyehem doesn't seem to make sense. If the kids need it for themselves, so then say they need it for themselves. And if they don't, then why is it bringing schar lemeviyehem? Why is it bringing schar to those who bring them? Now it's interesting that the Rambam in Mitzvah Hakel writes that the king reads in their ears, and where does he read? He reads from the beginning of Chumash Eilat Varim until the end of Parashat Shema, then he skips to Vayim Shemoa, then he skips to Aser, reads from Aser to Aser, until the end of the Brachos HaKlolos, until he gets the Milvat HaBris Asher Karas Itam B'Chorev, besides the covenant he made with them at Har Sinai, Uposek, and then he stops. So this extra word, Uposek, is wondrous, because, of course, Uposek, just tell us that he reads until point X, and then we know that he doesn't read anymore. Why does the Rambam emphasize uposek, that dafka he has to stop? We know on our own that if this is all the Rambam says to read, at this point he stops. So if you look in the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Hakel, you find an emphasis on a chazara and maimed har Sinai. The Rambam says that you have to prepare yourselves, you have to be in awe, fear, trembling, joy. Ki yom shenitna bo b'Sinai, like the day they gave it on, like the day it was given on Sinai. And you should see yourself as if now you're being commanded from Hashem at Har Sinai. So the Rambam writes explicitly that this is Shaykh to Har Sinai, that the Melech HaMashiachu, LaMelech Shaliachu, LaShmiya Divrei Hakel, the Melech is a Shliach to make heard the words of God. So you see that this is a Me'ain, this is a simulation, this is a reenaction of Mamad Har Sinai. The Rambam calls it Yom HaKohol, which is the same thing that the Torah calls Mamad Har Sinai, Yom HaKol. So therefore we see clearly from the Rambam that there's a gevissa shaychus, there's a special connection between Mamad Har Sinai and the day of Hakel. And therefore when the Rambam emphasizes that you conclude with the pasuk of Muvada Brit Sher Karas Itam B'Chorev Uposek, meaning if you'd continue reading, then everything would be blurred, you wouldn't fully grasp what you're trying to do here. You have to dafka stop at the pasuk that talks about the Brit at Har Sinai, because we're emphasizing until here and no longer. If you read more, then we don't realize that this is connecting you to Har Sinai. And that's why the Rambam emphasizes Uposek, stop here after Har Sinai, because that's what it's all about. So we have to explain now a number of Choshev Parshias in Tanakh. It's interesting that in the last Perek in Sefer Yehoshua, it says that Yehoshua gathered them all and he told them that they better not abandon Hashem. They should fear him, they should serve him with truth. And they said, God forbid that we should leave Hashem. And then Yehoshua said, you're witnesses that you chose Hashem to serve him. And they said, yes, we're witnesses. So what's the purpose of this gathering? Rashi says, because in the time of Yechezkel, the Jews are going to say, we want to be like the Goyim. And therefore he laid it on thick now. And that's also why in the time of Yechezkel, it says, V'olal ruchachem hayo lo siye. The Jews said, we want to be like the Goyim. And Yechezkel says, it's not going to work, Rabbi Yisai. You're already makabel upon yourself in the time of Yehoshua. And don't say that you only were makabel in the time of Moshe in order to get into Eretz Yisrael. Once you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're not makabel anymore. It's not true. Because even in the time of Yehoshua, after you entered Eretz Yisrael, you were makabel. So Rashi is explaining why we need this maimed now. Because in the future, there's going to be a time in the time of Yechezkel that the Jews were abandoned by God, like an eved who sold his was sold by his master, a woman who was divorced by her husband, Evet Shemacharab, Wisha Shigesha Baila. Do they have any tainas against each other? Do they have any claims? Do they have any shaykhs to each other? No. So therefore, when the Jews say, we want to be like the Goyim, we have no shaykhs anymore, Ta'akarish Baruch Hu, doesn't help It's not a valid claim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, hey, in the time of Yehoshua, you were makabel me upon yourselves for all the generations. So that's what Rashi's Pashup Shat in Rashi, that this Kabbalah is even for the time of Yecheskel, when we want to claim that we're finished with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyach, Chas V'Shalom, Chas V'Shalom, Chas V'Shalom. So we have to understand what this whole Inyan, the Pnimius of the Inyan of the Kabbalah in the time of Yehoshua is. What was lacking in the time of the Kabbalah of Moshe? We're going to skip the Kabbalah at Har Sinai, and we're going to say this is the Iker Kabbalah now in the time of Yehoshua? How can that be? Not only that, but we see elsewhere in Tanakh, we see in the time of Nehemiah, Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 1, that they had a Sit Ksav Amon al Shmiris Mitzvah Selokeinu. People signed. They're going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was also a Kabbalah. In the time of Mordechai and Esther, Hadar Kiblua. So what's the relationship between these extra Kabbalahs that are Mischadish from time to time to that first Kabbalah in the time of Moshe? And why do they come at all? And not only that, this Modor Rabbah that caused the Hadar Kiblua, the Ramban explains that what's the Modor Rabbah? We have an excuse at Har Sinai, and therefore we had to accept the Torah again in the time of Mordechai and Esther. So Ramban says that it actually happened. It's not just that they have an excuse to say that God forced us to receive the Torah at Har Sinai, held the mountain over our heads, and therefore we were mekablet again on Purim. They actually made that claim in practice. When was that? In the time of Yecheskel. So we have to understand that if Yehoshua was mechadesh, this Kabbalah of Eved Shemachor Rabbo, that hey, that no matter what, we're still bound to Hashem, then why did we need the Hadar Kiblua? So you can't make claims later on in the time of Yecheskel and say, hey, we were sold by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we were ready for Makabel in the time of Yehoshua. So then if that's the case, what do we need this new Hadar Kiblua for? According to the Ramban, there was a Hadar Kiblu in the time of Purim. Say, oh, now we're Makabal again. What do we have to Makabal again? We were never allowed to reject it in the first place. In the time of Yecheskel, we weren't allowed to reject it because we already were Makabal in the time of Yeshua. So why then did we need the Hadar Kiblu to receive it again in the time of Esther and Mordechai? So now we'd like to shed some light to the fogginess in the various Kabbalahs that we find in our holy Tanakh. The Rambam, when he talks about the mitzvah of Hakel, writes about the Kriya, b'maymer ha-Hakel, u'mishayinu yochol l'shmoa, m'chavin libo l'kriya zu, shelo kovo ha-kosuv, elo l'chazek dos emes. You can't hear, so just be mechavein to everything that's being said, because the Torah told us to read this parasha, these parashias, to strengthen the religion of truth. So this is a wonder that the Rambam brings in his own time of the Kra. The Torah doesn't say anything about it, nor do Chazal. So why does the Rambam say that it's coming lechazek dos haemes? How can the Rambam be koveya the purpose of Hakel? So first we have to explain the difference between the 24th chapter of Yehoshua and the previous chapter. There also there was a hachraza of chizuk, v'yikra Yehoshua l'chol Yisrael l'zkeinov l'roshav, etc. v'yomra alem and izakanti basi v'yomim. Joshua says, calls everybody in, and he says, Ich bin ein alter Mensch, I am an old man, coming in days, and you see what God did. He will wage war for you, Hu anelcham lachem, v'chizaktem im me'od lishmor. V'lasos is kol hakosuv b'sefer Torah Moshe. To strengthen yourself, to do everything written in the book of Moses, ki im b'Hashem elokechem tidbaku. You should cling to Hashem. Why do we have these two hachrazos, one after the next, for the same purpose, to be mechazik der dveikus b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, and to be mekabel Torah and mitzvahs? What is special in what we learn right now in chapter 23, Kapitel Chof Gimel, that separates it from what we learned before, Yoshua chapter 24? The answer is that the first parak is Osek b'kabolas kol Yisrael as kiyum haTorah v'haMitzvah mitoch kabolas divrei tochacha shel Yoshua. V'ilu haPerek haSheni ein isko b'tochacha klal ela k'takana minavim k'ein doiraisa shel mitzvus hakel. Kolomar chazara mamad kabolas haTorah l'shem israninus v'ischachus shel haKabolah b'chlal. Chapter 23 is the Kabbalah of the Jewish people from a point of tochacha, of rebuke, of admonishment of Yehoshua. The second parak, chapter 24, is not talking about tochacha at all. Rather, it's a takana from the Nevi'im, kein doiraisa, of the mitzvah of hakel. In other words, it's a chazara on the maimed of Kabbalah's haTorah in order to refresh and renew the Kabbalah. So here are a number of simonim of this Havdalah. Chapter 24 begins that the Jewish people are gathered to stand lifnei ha'elokim. That sounds Hamamad Har Sinai Dik. Chapter 23, in contrast, starts with Yehoshua saying that he's an old man, Anizakanti Baba Yamim, and as is well known, this is a very clear opening of Divrei Tochacha that a Rav gives before he dies, like we find with Yaakov Avinu, we find with Moshe Rabbeinu, that before they die they give Tochacha. So chapter 23 is a chapter of Tochacha. Chazal tell us that Yehoshua spoke in the style of Moshe, and just like Moshe is mochiach before his death, so too did Joshua. But there is no aseifa lifnei ha'elokim like we find in chapter 24. In chapter 24, it's like we're gathering before Hashem at Hakel or at Har Sinai lifnei ha'elokim. We also find a difference in the different actions of Yehoshua. In chapter 23, in Kapitel Chav Gimel, he says, Vayikra. And in chapter 24, it says, Vayesof, he gathered. So the whole idea of Hakel is gathering, Aseifa. But it doesn't say that in Chav Gimel, because again, Chav Dalet is another type of Hakel, nor in contrast to Chav Gimel, which is Tochacha. Another simon to emphasize the difference. In chapter 24, he says that the Aseifa was Kol Shiftei Yisrael. In chapter 23, it doesn't mention the Shvatim, and that's because the Aliyah to Yerushalayim is called Shisham Alu Shvatim Shiftei Ka. So the Aliyah to Yerushalayim is Al Shem HaShvatim. So this Maimer of Yehoshua is taken, is crafted from the parsha of Hakel in the Torah, because the lashon of Kol Shiftei Yisrael is Shisham Alu Shvatim Shiftei Ka. Shvatim Shiftei Ka, going up to Yerushalayim Hakel. That's chapter 24. So it's very beautiful now. We have two dinim, that's where Futner almost always does. Two dinim, we have a type of gathering of chapter 23 and 24. The purpose of Perek Chof Gimel is Tochacha, and the purpose of Perek Chof Dalet is Andrish, is Hakel. This is the first new covenant, chapter 24, that we're making after Sinai, and therefore the Rambam learns that the mitzvah of Hakel is to be mechazik yedeyim bidas haemes, Because if the purpose of Hakel was not to be mechazik the das, then why should we repeat it later on? The purpose of repeating it later on is to strengthen ourselves in our religion. The best mashal we can find for this is what we see by Shaul HaMelech. After he was embarrassed by the Anshei Bilial, Shmuel says to the people, Lechu v'nechadesh sham hamelucha. Shmuel chapter 11 verse 14. So after there was an instance of an insult, of a weakening, of a blemish to the Kabbalah's Hamalchus, now we have to renew our Kabbalah's Hamalucha. So this is what we find in Tanakh, in different places, that whenever there was a rifyon, whenever there was a weakening of Kabbalah's Malchus, they would be misader, they would organize this Chiddush HaBris, which is what chapter 24 is all about. The root of this is in the mitzvah Hakel deoraita, which is the last mitzvah in the Torah, besides writing a Sefer Torah, that in a set cycle of 7 years, we come to renew and refresh the Maimud of Har Sinai, the Ema, the Yira, the Resus, and the Zia. It seems that the whole cycle of Shnos Hashmita constitutes a situation that requires chizuk. That's the original mitzvah, to be mechazek every 7 years, the Das HaEmes. And then when there was a need for it, besides the set chizuk, the Chachmei Hadoros were mesader a Chiddush HaBris in a form of Ke'en Deoraisa, of Chizuk Das HaEmes, like in the time of Nehemiah and in the time of Hadar Kibluha. Ever. There is a difference between the Maimed of Yehoshua, which is more of a Me'ein Deoraisa, because there all of the Jewish people went to the place of the Aron in the time of Nehemiah. It wasn't Kol Yisrael, and there was no Beis HaMikdash yet. That Chazara of Maimed Kabbalah HaTorah of Nehemiah was a much weaker, more of a whispering type of Kabbalah, in contrast to the great, very powerful sounds of Chazara in the time of Joshua. And that is the Mahalach, the Hemshech HaDoros. Every door has its Madrega, every door has its Chazara. And in the time of Achashverosh, they definitely didn't have an Asefa to the Makom Aron, Magam, that they were in Chutz Laretz. So now we can understand the key to the understanding the Parshias that we find in Tanakh, that they were Mechadesh, the covenant, in a time where there was a new circumstance, a Shinui Matzav. And the explanation is that we find that besides the Chazara of the Baal Tshuva from his earlier deeds, there's also an inyan of Shinui, of changing to distance himself from the situation in which he sinned. Like the Rambam writes, Umishana Shmo, Kolomar, Ani Acher, Ve'eni Oso Ha'ish, She'asa Osan Ha'maisim. You change your name. You say, I'm not the same person who did those deeds. V'gola mimikomo, and you go into galus from your place. And that very shinui creates a kapara. Even though the changing of your name is not going to be a direct have a direct effect on your deeds, because a person called himself before he was Joe, and now he calls himself Yosef Menachem, so he can sin being Yosef Menachem just like he sinned being Joe. Nevertheless, what it does is it makes a shinui in the kochos hanefesh apnimim shel ha'adam. It makes a change in the internal kochos hanefesh of a person. That's what changing the name does. Of course, he could sin, but it makes a shinui within the person. And if that's what happens when a person sins, that he creates this situation where he's this atmosphere where he's leaving his sins, so it works the other way as well. We're afraid that if there's a shinui matzav, it might weaken a person even when he's makabel letova. If when you sin you're makabel, you make a shinui, and hopefully you'll go to the right path, you'll change your path to a good way, so just like changing the situation will change your path, so too when you make a Kabbalah Latova Chas V'Shalom, changing some sort of instance of change could, God forbid, cause a weakening of the Kabbalah Latova. And that's why if there was a Tkufa of Shinui Matzav, when things change, then there is this dachaf, this need of l'chuvin echadesh shama melucha gold, says Samuel to the people, let us be mechadesh the kingship. And the emes, every change of a situation is a hefsek from yesterday. And with that, we heard about Balei Avoda, who were very careful to scrutinize their deeds, that they, whenever there was a shinui matzav, they were mechadesh their kabbalas, because they were afraid that now that things changed, they would change, and not for the better. And the same applies to Knesset Yisrael. And this is the way we have to learn Tanakh, and not with a childish perspective. When they come with the Taina of Eved Shemach or Rabbo, it doesn't mean that now they are going to throw off the yoke of Torah and Mitzvahs, and they're not going to wear tefillin. Das heißt gelernt, wie ein Jelend. That's called a childish way of learning. But they say, no, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're done with tefillin. The demand, this Jerisha, this Tevia of the Jewish people, this calling out of the Jewish people, Evet Shemach or Rabbo, Hey Kadosh Baruch Hu, you sold us. It can't be measured in such simple dimensions. Rather, we have to understand that this Tevia, this claim of the Jewish people, is because we're taking into account the change of their situation, and now they're in Gullus. Now that they're in Gullus, there's a weakening of their original Kabbalah, because that's what happens when you have a Shinui Matzav, that it's Mishamesh as a Hefsek from yesterday. The very Hechetimtzi, the very fact that there could be a Taina of Evet Shemach or Rabbo, that in itself is a Rifyon. That in itself is a weakening. And this Rifyon, this weakening, is Mechayiv L'Chiddush HaBris. But Chalila, that they mamish were going to be Porek all before, that they were really going to throw off the yoke of Hashem, Chas V'Shalom. Just the Shinui Matzav created a situation where they had to be Mechadesh the Bris. And even though the Navi uses Lashonos of Niyek Chol HaGoyim Beis Yisrael, we're going to be like the Goyim, it's not a Sipurei Maasios of a Maisa Mamish. They didn't actually do it. It's Cheshbonos im Edelkeiten. It's Dakus. It's subtleties of the depths of the soul. Like the Maharal teaches us in Chazal, that alamda sheheicha timtze is mamish like a metzias. Like it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Torah and offered it to all the nations, not to be considered literal. Just that it wasn't, like the Maharal says, it wasn't shaykh to their souls. He checked, is it shaykh to your soul? And he saw that it wasn't. That's alamda sheheicha timtze. So here also, it wasn't literal. They actually threw off the yoke, but it was a deep feeling within the Jew that he said, hey, this is a different situation, so things aren't the same anymore. And therefore you need a Chiddush HaBrit. It's very interesting how we can apply this to our lives when there are changes in our lives that we need Chizuk Dafka at those times. The Nevi'im knew what's considered a Shinui Matzav in the life of Knesset Yisrael and what situations are Mechayev Chiddush HaBris. The Knesset to Eretz Yisrael in the time of Yehoshua, the Biel Eretz in the time of Nehemiah were such situations. And the Chiddush HaBris is like Hakel, Vayisyatzu Lefnei Elokim. In the time of Yehoshua is Me'ein Bevo Kol Yisrael Eros in the time of Hakel. The Hadr Kiblua, especially according to the Ramban that we learned earlier, is a tshuva on the Shinui Hamatzav of Evet Shemachor Rabo. But the difference is that the Chiddush HaBritz of Yehoshua was a Me'ein Doreis of Hakel, while the Hadr Kiblua wasn't, because they were already Mefuzer in the whole world. They weren't in Yerushalayim anymore. They didn't have the Aron HaBris, they didn't have the Beis HaMikdash. So that was a general Chiddush Kabbalah, wasn't like the Me'ein Doreis of Hakel. So we shouldn't think Chas V'Shalom that without the Bris of Yehoshua that the original Kabbalah of the Torah B'mei Moshe would be Mizbatel Chalila. Just the Bris of Yehoshua was just a renewal of the covenant in a situation where they came in to Eretz Yisrael. The difference between the Tfisa HaYaldutit, the childish perspective, and what we're saying now is that there's no cheshbon with the befall mamish. It's a lumdisha possibility, it's a lumdisha reality within a person. But not that it actually happened that they threw off the yoke, that they didn't want to keep the Torah anymore. וזהו שמצווה זו של הקל שימשה מחצב של רעננוס וסחצ'וס והידוק הדבקוס של אומה בתורה במשך כל הדורוס. אוסו האבן שייש אשר נחצבה ממחצב זה של מצווס הקל. שמו היא חזרה על מעמד של קבולס התורה לשם סחצ'וס הקבולה הדרך שם השמור לכו ונחד יש שם לכו. That's the whole union of the mitzvah of Hakel, of renewing the covenant, the dveikus of the nation into Torah b'meshech kol adoros. That marble stone that was taken from the mitzvahs of Hakel is a chazara of the mamad of Kabbalah HaTorah, and we see this also in the time of Shmuel l'chu v'nechadesh es hamalucha. In the words of the Rambam that we mentioned earlier, that if somebody can't hear, he should be mechaving to the words of the that he's reading, to be mekabel, to be mechadish, to be mischazik in our religion. So that is not explicit in the Torah, but really the makor of the Rambam is from all of Tanakh, that you see time and again that the Jews were mechadesh the bris, we were mischazik. So that's the purpose of the reading. And the mele, even if somebody who can't hear, even a cheresh, so he can't hear the specific words, but his point is but the goal is that he should be mischazik and be mekabel the bris, because that's the purpose of Hakel. Hakel is there in order to strengthen us, to renew the covenant. And we see Me'ein Hakels throughout the generations. And now we go back to the beginning. We know the famous Gemara in Ksubis, Ger Katan Matbilin also Al Das Beisdin. A Ger Katan, you can put him in the mikvah Al Das Beisdin and convert him. Tosus and Sanhedrin at the beginning of Perek Mansor Moreh explain that the makor of this halacha is that all Hilchas Zugeiris we learn from Har Sinai. And at Har Sinai, they had Yonkei Shadayim. They had children as well, so you see that you can convert children. The Heim Heim Advarim, that's what we've been saying. That Mitzvah's Hakel contains a special obligation to bring children, because through this, the Ma'amar Hakel is similar to the Ma'amar HaSinai. That the children were Chelek Mehamama, that's the Schar LeMeviyeyem. We're creating a situation of Me'ein Ma'amar HaSinai, a reenactment, a simulation of Ma'amar HaSinai. And therefore, that's no gaya to those who bring the children. You have to bring them. You're right, for the kids, maybe there's not such a toelis, but we have to create a Maimed Har Sinai. That's what brings the Shlemus. And that's why we bring even the children to Hakel Litain Schar LeMeviyeyem. So we said, if there's no toelis, then why is it you're bringing Schar LeMeviyeyem? If there's no toelis for the child. The answer is no toelis for the child. But for us, there is, because we're creating. We're creating a Me'ein Maimar HaSinai. And we asked the Shaila earlier on, since they were already Makabal in the time of Yoshua, and they were Mevatel the Taina of Eved Shemachor Rabo, so we said, then why then did they need the Harde Kiblu of Yimei HaShveirush? They were Mevatel already in Yoshua in advance, the Taina they're going to have in the time of Yecheskel. And why do we need a Taina after? Why do we need to come after Yecheskel and be Makabel the Torah once again, like the Ramban says? Hader Kiblu Abimech HaShverosh to be Mevatel what we said in the time of Yecheskel. Why is that necessary? At the time of Yoshua, we already were Mevatel, we were going to say later on in the time of Yecheskel. So why afterwards do we need to Hader Kiblu Abimech HaShverosh? And the answer is Pashat, that we just need to be Mechadesh and Mechazik, the Bris. The time of Achashverosh, it wasn't Amish, we were going to be Porek all, but we had to be Mechazik the Bris. So then this was going to be a new situation, and then this new Kabbalah Sabris was once again Mechazik us from what we lost in the time of Yechazkel. And what was going on in the time of Yehoshua? Yehoshua was even a greater level, because that was in Eretz Yisrael with the Aaron, and that we didn't have it Hadar Kibluah. So we see that each Kabbalah Chadasha is important, but they're Majregis. There's what we have in Eretz Yisrael with the Aaron, there's what we have outside of Eretz Yisrael, but the Yisod is the same. There were Mechazik the Bris, which is the Yisod of Hakel. Concludes Rav Hudner, Zecher Tzadik. Kadosh Levracha. Ukashi Yisrael omdim bizmanim elu beis tzara gedola kazu, when the Jewish people are at these times in a time of tremendous tzara, as das oich is das oich hashinui matzav. This is also a change in our situation, and we have to be mechazik the melucha. Kein hakels kenen mir nisht machin aber hader kiblua ken men yo. We can't make our own hakels, but we can make a hader kiblua. Hazman Grama Shalanu, concludes the Rav, Hu Chidush Hamalucha. Right now, the time demands a Chidush Hamalucha, and if I don't know what was going on in those times, but certainly it applies in our times. So Bezrat Hashem, together we will be Mechadesh, the Kabbalah Habris, and see the Biaz Goel, B'meiravi Amenu. Amen, amen. Thank you for joining me and learning this very, very beautiful and deep Torah. And we may it affect our daily lives. We may make Kabbalah in our marriages to be Mechadish the Bris at times, in our relationships, and in our relationship with our Kodesh Baruch Hu, our Kabbalah's all, and as a nation we should be Mekabel all, and in that Schus we'll It's Hashem. See, Bias Gold Tzedek. Hair via main, one main via main. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.